QST, QST, QST. This is Alpha Echo 5 Whiskey X-Ray, AE5WX. My name is Daryl Delta Alpha Romeo Yankee Lima from Little Rock, Arkansas, webmaster for the Cabin Night Flyers Net and net control for tonight's net. Before we continue, since the primary mission of amateur radio is handling traffic at this time, do we have any emergency, priority, or time-sensitive traffic? Any emergency, priority, or time-sensitive traffic? If so, please call AE5WX. All right, hearing none, we will continue with the net. If at any time during this net you have an emergency or priority traffic situation develop at your location, please use the pro words emergency or priority followed by your call sign. At that point, we'll stop the net and try to help you deal with your situation. This net normally meets every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central Time on 147.570 MHz FM Simplex and via the KE5ELU-L Echolink node 260617, among others, and it can be heard off of the Listen Live link from either the Ustream website, search for Cabot Night Flyers, or off of the website at www.cabotnightflyers.net. Cabot Night Flyers is all one word, and Night Flyers is spelled with a Y. Well, unfortunately, we are having some technical difficulties tonight. No audio on the Listen Live link this evening, and apparently some RF issues on Simplex. However, Echolink seems to be working okay, but a recording will be made of the entire net and placed on the website as soon as possible after the net. Break, more to follow. While the net is informal, it is a directed net, and all stations should contact net control before attempting to contact other stations on frequency. The purpose of this net is to provide training, amateur radio fellowship, and discussion on a wide variety of topics, whether amateur radio related or not. All amateur radio operators holding the equivalent of a valid U.S. technician class or higher amateur radio license are invited to participate in the net. The general format for the net will be participatory in nature. Because I'm doing the net via Echolink, there is a slight delay in audio. So when I ask for check-ins in a few moments, I ask that you key up, wait at least 2 seconds before you begin speaking, or you'll cut off the first part of your transmission. Then give my call sign, AE5WX, and remain keyed up. Please do not unkey. Then give your call sign, name, location, and whether or not you have traffic for the net. I'll be monitoring both the Listen Live chat box and Echolink chat box during the net for check-ins and traffic requests. Once you've been acknowledged by net control, you may secure your station at your leisure if you need to do so. For those having trouble connecting on 147.570 MHz Simplex, you can go over to the Cabot Stars Club repeater. It's on 147.150 MHz with a positive offset and a 114.8 PL tone. Break, more to follow. The order of the net will be check-ins from stations who are mobile, portable, or short of time. Then I'll acknowledge the Listen Live and Echolink check-ins as I see them and ask for any others. I'll be on the KE5ELU-L node, so Echolink stations on another node will need to let me know if they're connected and if I miss their call sign on the readback. After the Echolink stations, I'll open it up to RF check-ins, then to relay and weak signal stations. Once that's done, I'll cover any traffic, plus news and notes for the net, and get another round of check-ins before the training presentation, then the question comment of the week. When I'm ready for comments from stations, I'll announce how I'll take them at that point, and after that, I'll take a final call for check-ins before closing the net. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, Daryl, webmaster, and net control for tonight's edition of the Cabin Night Flyers Net. At this time, I'm going to take check-ins from stations who are mobile, portable, or short of time. Mobile, portable, or short of time. Please call AE5WX.
AE5WX, KF4, NXS, South Carolina. Be short time.
AE5WX, please check in KF6, BIE. I'll be short of time since I'm presently packing for a wonderful four-month vacation to the desert. So, you can check me in, and good evening to the net and everybody, and hopefully I'll get to talk to everybody again in 4 months.
All right, now let me go ahead and acknowledge these two shorter time stations, or maybe three, KF4NXS Matt and KF6BIE Trenton. Trenton, we do appreciate your military service. Wish Godspeed to you and his protection, and hope you'll be back here in that time. I heard Rich in there, AF5CB. Anybody need these short-time stations at this time? All right, those stations may secure their leisure. Let me go ahead and acknowledge the others that I see at this time on the log here. Obviously, yours truly, AE5WX. Courtesy check to Shane, KF5FBR. I've been out of town on vacation. Courtesy checks also to Jesse, WX1DX, Rebecca, KF5EYQ, and Daniel, KF5MKT. Now also on Echolink, I have Stephen, KE5WOK. Courtesy check to Jeff, AE7GZ. He's on military duty over in Germany. Then we have KE5UU, Ken in Russellville, KF5LFQ, Mike in Jacksonville, N5NBJ, Jason Harrison. Kurt, KF5ITM, was on the Listen Live link. Courtesy check to Steve, KC5FWE, technical issues at his shack this evening. Then we got Todd, W5TMK from Chesterfield, Michigan. KF5MUW, Ashley. KF5HTK, Jeff. And then I already mentioned KF4NXS and KF6BIE. And then Rich, AF5CB. Are there any Echolink stations that I may have missed on that readback? If you're on Echolink and I didn't give your call, please call Net Control at E5WX.
E5WX, KB0VLY, Kilo Bravo Zero, Victor Oscar Yankee. Late comeback here. I was just to another local net and had to run back here and get a count in over here. And that's Greg, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Back to net.
AE5WX, please copy Kilo 5 Tango Romeo Yankee, Tony Springo. No traffic.
WX, please check in November 5, November Bravo Juliet, Jason, here in Harrison. No traffic.
Okay, I've got KB0VOY, Greg in Minneapolis. Not late at all, Greg. We just started the note a few moments ago, so we got you in. Thanks for checking in. Also, K5TRY, Tony up in Springdale, thank you for checking in. Jason, I noted you earlier on the log, you know, because I saw you connected, then you dropped off, but we do have you in there. And I just noticed Charles, KC5RAI from Dallas, connected. Thank you for checking in. This is AE5WX, Webmaster and Net Control for tonight's dish of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. At this, I want to remind everybody again, apparently we are having some difficulties with the Listen Live link. No audio on that this evening. So those on the Listen Live link need to just type a message or their call sign, and I'll get them on the log. Also, apparently having some problems on 147.570 MHz simplex. If you're in the Cabot area, you can go over to the Stars Club repeater on 147.150 MHz with a positive offset and a PL tone of 114.8, and we can go ahead and get you in there. This time we'll open up check-ins to any and all stations for the Cabot Night Flyers Net. Please call Net Control, AE5WX.
AE5WX, check-in KF5EQS. Ron or Cornell, I'm going to be short of time, no traffic.
All right, got Ron, KF5EQS there in Parnell, short time. Anybody need Ron? All right, Ron, you may secure when you need to. Thanks for checking in. This is AE5WX, Webmaster and Net Control for tonight's edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. One more call for stations. Actually, we're going to see if there's any relay or weak signal stations that would like to check into the net. Relay and weak signal, as well as that have not yet checked in or have been acknowledged, please call AE5WX Net Control. All right, hearing none, this is AE5WX, Daryl, Webmaster, and Net Control for tonight's issue of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. Let's get to our news and notes. First off, I want to remind everybody that the website is located at www.cabotnightflyers.net. Cabot Night Flyers is all one word, and Night Flyers is spelled with a Y. Once you get 5 check-ins, you're eligible to your very own Night Flyer certificate and number, which will remain yours forever in the logs of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. You will need the Adobe Acrobat Reader to view or print the PDF file. Please be sure that your email is on file with the group to cabotnightflyers@yahoo.com. Please put your name and call sign in the subject line. Again, that's cabotnightflyers@yahoo.com. Break, more to follow. The next item of traffic, the Amateur Extra Class Question Pool, is changing on July the 1st, just over 2 months. To find a test session in your area, go to www.arrl.org, click on Exams, enter the desired search criteria, such as the state, and click on Search. When you find a session date, time, and location that meets your liking, click on Learn More, then call, write, or email the contact person listed for information, directions, etc. related to the test session. Again, to find an amateur radio license exam session for the technician, general, or amateur extra class license, go to www.arrl.org, click on Exams, enter the desired criteria, such as the state, click on Search. When you find a session, date, time, and location that meets your liking, click on Learn More and contact the contact person that is listed there. Information on study options, you can go to the Cabot Night Flyers website, www.cabotnightflyers.net, and click on the About Ham Radio bar, the navigation tab at the top of the page. Scroll down, gives a list of 10 study options you can use to prepare for your exam. Break, more to follow. Okay, just noticed a text box chicken for Chris, AF5AZ. We will go ahead and get him on the log as well. Next item of news that we have here. For those who are not aware, Dale Temple, WD5RQ, Arkansas section manager, is recovering from surgery after a fall at his home, which resulted in a broken femur. He'll be doing physical therapy and rehabilitation for several weeks and probably won't be able to see a whole slew of visitors until after he's released to go home. Also, John Godfrey's son Daniel continues to recover from a tower accident several weeks ago. I have no further updates on Daniel's condition. Also, want to mention the Cabot Night Flyers Net invites everyone to help them celebrate their 4th anniversary on Saturday, May the 19th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Lake Williston Park in Maumelle. For more information, go to the Cabot Night Flyers Net website at www.cabotnightflyers.net. Cabot Night Flyers is all one word, and Night Flyers is spelled with a Y, and click on the Hammond in the Park navigation tab at the top of the page. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for tonight's edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. We'll take another round of check-ins before we get to the training presentation on tonight's net. Any other stations for the net, please call AE5WX. Okay, this is AE5WX, net control and webmaster for the Cabot Night Flyers Net. Tonight's training presentation is from the May 2012 issue of QST. It's called A Touch of Gray. While there are new hams coming into the hobby every day, many have been in the hobby for much longer. Yours truly was first licensed in 1991 as N5VLZ, although I've held the AE5WX vanity call sign since 2009. But it's an honor to know two ham radio operators in Central Arkansas that were licensed before World War II. They are Flynn Greathouse, W5DLH, who still helps with ham radio license exams in Sherwood, and Ray Parker, K5LJC, who is great with Morse code. Like it or not, none of us is getting any younger, but as tonight's training presentation, A Touch of Gray by Rick Lindquist, WW3DE, notes, you don't have to lose your feel of ham radio. In fact, there was a ham radio operator in Ohio who passed his technician class license exam at 91 years of age, and there are still some ham radio operators over 100 years old that are still on the air. Break, more to follow. Lost that fire for hamming? You're not alone. Our taste changes as we age, and amateur radio operators are an aging cohort, averaging 60 years old in the United States. While we may not be shadows of our former selves, we can lose the incentive to get on the air or enjoy operating as we once did. That touch of gray, or a whole head of it, should not put you off ham radio altogether. But even if your health is solid, it could cause your enthusiasm to flag and your ham radio activities to recalibrate. So try something new or different. Change is good. Break, more to follow. Times change, and so do we. Pete, K4BKD, a ham for more than 50 years, says that the fire is still there but glowing in different areas. He's less aggressive stalking DX than he was in his younger years and avoids huge pileups in DX contests. At 66, he enjoys rag-chewing more than quickie contacts and makes a point for getting on the air every evening. Al, K0AD, a serious contester in his mid-60s, finds it more difficult to stay in the chair for long spells and needs more breaks than he once did. He also says that he can't stay up much past midnight. He concedes that none of these things are good for his scores. He has observed another more subtle change. Although I'm still comfortable with CW in the 35 to 40 words per minute range, I notice that every once in a while I just miss something for no reason at all. It's just like something in my brain did not fire as it should have. Break, more to follow. But with age comes experience, and a lot of hams find their store of accumulated knowledge about propagation, operating, and technology to be a valuable asset. Joe, VO1NA, quips, the fire is still there, but a little more steeped in wisdom, having been jolted many times by kilovolts and RF burns. Now in his 50s, Joe still loves building things, fixing gear, experimenting with new technology, and chasing DX, especially on 160 meters. In fact, he's trying to work Europe on 2200 meters. Break, more to follow. Emptying the basement. As you reach the stage where the kids move on, they have moved out, right? You'll have more time to devote to ham radio pursuits. Larry, WB1DBY, who's 50, took a hiatus from ham radio after he got married and started a family, selling his HF gear and keeping a VHF mobile. This is fairly typical. Contesters who give up the game during those child-rearing years often discover a new freedom after their offspring move on with their own lives, or at least out of the basement. Larry's dry spell lasted into his 30s. When he found himself missing ham radio, he bought some new gear and got back on HF. As he journeyed further into middle age, Larry scaled down his station to a single transceiver. He also moved his shack from the basement, more room for those returning progeny, and into the dining room. This way he keeps close to his family, even while on the air. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, webmaster and guest net control for tonight's Kevin Nightflyers Net, continuing with tonight's training presentation, A Touch of Gray. Oh, my aching! Well, as if the drawbacks of hearing or eyesight that are past their peak, back pain, and assorted geriatric medical issues weren't enough, retirement, transitioning to a fixed income, getting a handle on a new technology and modes, and even changing priorities can pose daunting challenges to maintaining your on-the-air presence. Rick, WW3DE, notes that, during my working years, I was a very active CW mobile operator. Nary a day passed that I wasn't on the air chatting with old friends and making new ones or working DX. Today I drive only occasionally and no longer have HF gear in my car, although the wiring harness and antenna remain. You never know. Rick adds that, when I get on the air from home now, it's more likely for a contest to work a new one, try a new digital mode, or check out equipment and antenna system changes. A small stroke disabled my CW sending ability for quite a while, and it's still not 100%. This makes me less inclined to inflict my faltering fist on the world at large. After another CW enthusiast I once knew suffered a serious stroke, he only wanted to operate, horror of horrors, VHF FM. He can still operate CW, but just does not care to do so. Break, more to follow. Looking down the road, K0AD raises the specter of neighborhoods that retirees may face as they downsize. While giving up the antenna farm may be hard, he speculates the result could be a surge in remote operating or stealth antennas on townhouses and condos. For WB1DBY, so far the fire is still there, but it burns differently now. But, he adds, I still feel the thrill every time I make an HF contact. It's hard to describe the feeling. As the Grateful Dead once sang, oh well, a touch of gray kinda suits you anyway. And yes, we will get by. We will adopt and survive. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX, webmaster and net control for tonight's edition of the Cabot Night Flyers Net. That concludes the training present, A Touch of Gray, by Rick Lindquist, WW3DE. It's from the May 2012 issue of QST on page 70. It is now time for the question and comment of the week, and this is how it works. Any station that would like to submit a question or comment they'd like to have discussed on the net can send it via email to CabotNightFlyers@yahoo.com. Again, CabotNightFlyers@yahoo.com. Please be sure to put your name and call sign in the subject line, and also be sure to indicate whether or not you want to remain anonymous or you will be acknowledged on the air. Break, more to follow. The question and comment of the week is from yours truly, AE5WX. How long have you been an amateur radio operator, and does the fire for the hobby still burn, even if in different ways? Again, the question comment of the week from yours truly, AE5WX. How long have you been an amateur radio operator, and does the fire for the hobby still burn, even if in different ways? And for me, I've been licensed for 21 years, and because of both declining health and restrictions at the apartment complex where I live, the main fire for the hobby, besides nets, especially the Weather Watch net, is with doing license exam sessions. I've been accredited as a volunteer examiner for 4.5 years, having done over 80 sessions, and the thrill of seeing an examinee get their new license or upgrade never gets old. As for the antenna restrictions, they've allowed me to do more on D-Star, Echolink, and Packet via Telnet, where I don't need to worry about radios, SWR readings, antennas, etc., and a more recent thrill is working DX stations on digital on the HF bands. Break, more to follow. This is AE5WX Webmaster and Net Control for tonight's edition of the Cabin Nightfires Net. And the way I'm going to do comments now is as follows. If you're on the Listen Live chat box, like I said, you know, we don't have any audio on that. But for those who might be able to still listen in another way, if you have comments, just type them in there. If you're on Echolink, just type the word comment, C-O-M-M-E-N-T, in the chat box. I'll come back to you for comments. Once again, if you're on the Listen Live chat box, just type your comments and I'll read them on the air. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties this evening. I'll read them on the air if there are any comments to be listed there. But if you're on Echolink, just type the word comment in the chat box and I'll come right back to you for comments. But before we pick up comments from the Listen Live link or Echolink on tonight's net, is there anyone on RF with a comment on tonight's training presentation, question, comment of the week, or anything else on the net? If so, please call AE5WX. All right, hearing none, like you say again, we apologize for the technical difficulty. Apparently on 147.570 MHz FM simplex. If you're on the Cabot area, you can go over to the Cabot Stars Club repeater on 147.150 MHz, and that's with a positive offset and a 114.8 PL tone, and we'll pick you up on Echolink via the W5STR-R node. If you're on Echolink and if you've got some comments, please type the word comment in the text box, and I'll get back to you in just a moment. But any other stations with questions, comments, or anything else on the net tonight, please call AE5WX.
AE5WX.
All right, I heard somebody call on the W5STR node, give my call sign, but then you dropped out. That other station that was coming in over the W5STR system, try again, please.
AE5WX, this is AF5CB, and I have a question.
All right, Rich, AF5CB from AE5WX. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, Darrell. Rich, you mean being able to operate an HF mode from your home without a radio or antenna. Could you please describe that mode or method, or if it's HF link or whatever, please? Thank you, AF5CB.
All right, Rich, I hope you can hear me. Apparently we're having some audio issues with the Stars Club Echolink node again in the background. The thing is overdriving or what. I heard a little bit of that. So now what I do on HF, though, basically is digital. I have a 10, 15, 20, and 80 meter ham stick, and I work either PSK31 or JT65, and I probably could work some of the other digital modes. I have Digipan, the JT65 program, and MixW, which will work like Riddy and Hell Schreiber, and obviously CW from the keyboard. But voice-wise, I tried doing stuff on 80 meters the other day, and I just can't do it. I mean, I use the antenna on HF, but it's going to have to be for digital modes because of the antenna restrictions. They won't allow outside antennas or indoor dipoles. I don't know if that answers your question or not. Over.
Roger. I understand. I've never used hflink.net. Over.
HFlink.net, never heard of it. I'll have to check it out after the net, but no, never heard of that option, but I can check that out after the net if you've got a little bit of information on that. I'm sure others would like to listen. Over.
Well, actually, I just covered it after hearing your comment. I misunderstood. Potentially say that you had a method of operating HF through your computer without an antenna or radio, similar to D-Star with the dongle or Echolink. So I started researching it very quickly on this HF Link net, but I don't know anything else. AF5CD.
This is AE5WX. Art Rich, no, the HF, though, is strictly RF. I have to do it with that. Now, with the VHF, let me go back up just a second. The HF had the ICOM I718 with an LDG IT100 tuner and then a Tigertronic Signalink USB. That's how I do the digital on an HF. And then I put one of the ham sticks either for 10, 15, 20, or 80 meters on that. For the VHF UHF, I have a Signalink as well plus an FT8800R, which is 2 meters and 440. Now, on HF, like I said, it is RF. I don't have any way to do that without a thing. Like I said, I've never heard of hflink.net. I do use Echolink as the single user setup, D-Star with a DV dongle, and packet via Telnet via the Outpost Packet program. Those don't require a radio, a TNC, an antenna, or anything like that. And those are the three things that I do without a radio or antenna. Okay, Ken, you got busy there. Ken, if you get back in, just let me know on that. But that, like I said, those are the modes that I do, you know, without a radio. Echolink, single user, D-Star with a DV dongle, and then packet to Telnet. Does that answer your question?
Roger, and N5ARK Troy was calling. Come in, please. Over.
I was just checking in. No traffic. Missed port to the tail end with Darrell. N5ARK, and thank you on the station.
All right, Troy, we'll get you on the log. I do have a program. I have recording the entire net, and it'll be on the Cabot Night Flyers website shortly after the net. But we do have you in on the log. And, Rich, thanks for the info. I'll check that URL out just in case. I'll do that sometime tomorrow. Probably won't get to it this evening. This is AE5WX, webmaster and net control for tonight's edition of the Cabot Night Flyers net. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties on the Listen Live link tonight and apparently on 147.570 MHz simplex in the Cabot area. The Echolink node is working fine, though. If you are in the Cabot area, you can go over to the 147.150 W5STR repeater with a 114.8 PL tone, and we can pick you up through that way. But we apologize for the technical difficulties tonight. Any other stations that have any additional comments at this time before we get ready for a final call for check-ins? Any other stations wish to comment on the training presentation or anything else during the net? If so, please call AE5WX. Okay, hearing none, this is AE5WX, webmaster and net control for tonight's edition of the Cabot Night Flyers net. So before we close the net for the evening, do we have any rechecks from stations that have previously checked into the net that have additional comments? Do we have any late check-ins that would like to get on the log? This is your chance to do so. Or do we have anything else to come before the net before we secure any rechecks, late check-ins, or anything else to come before the net? If we get some, I'll keep the net open. Okay, Charles has a comment real quick. Let me go ahead and grab him. And we'll put on another call. KC5RAI from AE5WX. Go ahead with your comment, Charles.
I was going to say, I got licensed in 95, but I've been interested in radio since I was like in the fifth grade and won a little non-transistor AM radio in a raffle. And I think I'm probably not like a lot of other amateurs because and in some ways I am, because I like to just get on and talk, carry on a conversation with people. Unfortunately, I realize sometimes you can set someone off without even planning it. It's like maybe someone's teasing, and you don't realize that. I think the problem with humor is something I'm having to deal with. And also, sometimes I've noticed people of a certain age understand things that people of another age may not, but not always. And so for me, that's something I'm having to deal with, KC5RAI. And actually, too, I am finding that sometimes hearing someone else talk about their new interest makes me interested and keeps me interested. That's all. Back to the net.
All right, Charles, when you mentioned that, I mean, thing I've some people, they'll say to me, and, you know, they're teasing, but actually I think they're dead serious about it. And I've had some bad experience with that, and that's happened, unfortunately, both on the air and off the air. And I'm not going to air my dirty laundry on the air. That was one of the other things I probably could have mentioned tonight, you know, during the, or actually, on the Stars Club net when I did the training presentation on repeater etiquette. But appreciate your being there with us. Any other stations that that have a comment for tonight's net? If you're on Echolink, please type the word comment. I'll go ahead and get with you. Again, I apologize. We've had technical difficulties with 147.570 MHz simplex tonight. If you're in the Cabot area, you can go to the Stars repeater 147.150. Again, that repeater 147.150 with a positive offset and a 114.8 PL tone. We'll try to pick you up there. And since we do have a recording of the entire net that is being made, and I'll have that up on the website. But one more time, I'm going to give another call for any rechecks, late check-ins, or anything else to come before the net before we secure. If you haven't yet checked in and you'd like to get on the log, if you have checked in and have additional comment, please type the word comment if you're on Echolink. Or if you would like to get in any other comments, please call Net Control AE5WX. All right, going to make one final call for check-ins one more time. I don't mean to be dragging out the net. I want to make sure I did get a chance to get in. We have any rechecks from stations who have checked in? They have an additional comment. Any other late check-ins or anything else to come before the net? Any rechecks, late check-ins, or anything else to come before the net? If we get some, I'll keep the net going. If not, this is going to be the last call for check-ins. Please call AE5WX. All right, hearing none, preliminary total is 24 for those who actually did check in tonight that I got off the Listen Live link, Echo link, and then RF. Again, our apologies for the technical difficulties on the Listen Live link tonight and on the 147.570 MHz Simplex. I would like to thank everyone who did check in to or listen to the net, whether via RF, Echo link, the Listen Live link, scanners, etc., as well as the node owners of the repeaters and systems for connecting to the net as well. For more information on the net, please visit the website at www.cabotnightflyers.net. Cabot Nightflyers is all one word, and Nightflyers is spelled with a Y. For now, we'll go and return all repeaters and systems back to normal use for general discussion. I'll be on the frequency, or even just on Echolink, for a few moments while I update information for the website. This is AE5WX Daryl from West Little Rock, webmaster and net control for tonight's edition of the Cabot Nightflyers Net, now closing the net, returning all systems back to normal use. The net is hereby secured. 73 and good night from AE5WX.